Okay, wait, sorry. You're listening to WMC Digital College Park. My name is Andrew. Today I have a really special guest with me today, Sullivan.
Hello.
And
hello.
And I'm going to start us off with the classic Filipino PSA. I'm going to be training Sullivan today. And this was the one that was used on me whenever I trained. So I think it'd be nice to kind of like continue with it. So without further ado, here is the Filipino Cultural Association.
That culture. No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Okay, so today I wanted to talk about the artist Space Cowboy. He's a little-known producer from, like, the late 2000s that kind of fell into obscurity, but I have found him, like, very fascinating since I first discovered him back when I was, like, 16 or so. But I want to start off with, I think, his biggest song that some people might recognize. I know it's his most popular because it was used in the G-Force soundtrack, and that's what a lot of people know him by. So I'll start that off. Wait, the community computer is logged into my friend Axel's Spotify, so, I don't know, I'm just gonna start off with their song, Falling Down by Space Cowboy. Oh, well, it logged me out, so I'll be 1 second. My apologies, there's a lot going on in the station right now, but I would love to play Falling Down by Space Cowboy featuring Chelsea, which first gained notoriety on the G4 soundtrack, by Space Cowboy, who I'll talk to in a minute, and my Spotify is still logging in, and I should be good in 30 seconds or so, hypothetically. We'll see. Wait, okay, one more second. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Wait, this is not how it usually goes. Okay, now we're starting.
Close my eyes, I put my back against the wall, put my glasses on, and I don't see no one at all. I'm in my own world, and all that I can see is girls, girls, girls in the club. Them are rolling, boys, boys, boys at the bar. Them are balling, popping champagne, them till the early morning, 2 a.m. Then a cab, them are calling to the next spot where they drop and they fall in. And people try to shut me down, put my music on, and those people don't make a sound. I'm in my own world, and all that I can see is girls, girls, girls in the clothes them are wearing. Boys, boys, boys at the bar, them are staring. Every hot gal on the floor, them are tearing up the dance floor while the DJ's spinning, lining up the shots till they drop and they fall in.
That was Falling Down by Space Cowboy. So Space Cowboy is the moniker of Nicolas Dresty. He's a French-British DJ who started in the late 90s just as a normal DJ. He's undergone many different stage names before eventually choosing to land on just Space Cowboy in 2002. I first found out about him whenever I was going through a separate artist discography and saw that he was like the producer of every track. He had a few features. I was just wondering, like, wow, like I like this album. Like, I wonder, like, where Space Cowboy plays into this. And I was just, like, instantly, I was, like, enamored, because I think a lot of his music, it sounds very, like, of the time. The album, all the songs we'll be playing from today, other than the next track I will play, are from his album Digital Rockstar, which came out in 2009. While much of his earlier work was more, like, breakbeat or, like, hardcore style, he eventually switched over to doing electropop production, most notably producing for Lady Gaga on some of her earlier work, before eventually fading off into making ambiental in the late 2010s, 2020s. His debut single, however, was a mix between both worlds, being a cover of I Would Die For You by Prince. Much of his earlier sound, and I guess later ones as well, were inspired by a lot of his contemporaries in the French electronic scene and British electronic scene. Two people he mentioned specifically in a lot of interviews were Basement Jax and Daft Punk. He's talked about how Romeo by Basement Jax is what he considers like the perfect like electric song, and something that he always tries to make with every song he makes. And it's just mentioned Daft Punk as being like, a lot of people consider them like the like French electronic band, and he talks about how they're like, you know, kind of unavoidable. So I wanted to play his first track, I Would Die For You, Romeo by Basement Jax, and Human After All by Daft Punk.
I'm keep on giving me the hold up. You know what, this should make your mind up. Cause when we're getting on it so, so, you used to be my Romeo. Cause you see, my dear, I have had enough of keeping quiet about all this stuff. Your neurotic like a yo-yo. You used to be my Romeo. Yeah.
think I sorted out all of the issues in the studio. So we should be much... I should be much more put together. The next song I have up is one of my favorite songs from the album Digital Rockstar by Space Cowboy. Before I play, I want to get into some of the history of him as like an artist, which I briefly went over. During the 2000s, Space Cowboy released three separate albums. The first two were much more like straightforward electronic, but what really pulled me in was his third album called Digital Rockstar. Released in 2009, I instantly saw like the album cover was just so like gaudy and like ridiculous. It was him in this like sparkly tie and like suit with his freaking Beats on and a glitter Union Jack in the background. And I thought it was like so like extravagant and ridiculous, but it really like drew me in. I think that the album itself is really dated, but maybe that's like a good thing. It's like a capsule of its time. I think he has a lot of like tropes of like late 2000s, early 2010s electropop. And I think like, dare I say the music is even like bad at times, but I'm really just drawn to this album because I feel like it just, it's so like maximalist in a way. I really haven't heard a lot of stuff do without like a sense of like irony. Like the album is very like genuine in like its subject matter and like just absolute extremism. And I think I Want You Back kind of encapsulates this the best. I think it's the most like fast-paced, in-your-face, loud song on the album. So I'm about to play I Want You Back by Space Cowboy. Turn your mic on. All right, that was I Want You Back by Space Cowboy. And before I get into some of his history even more, I want to have my guest Sullivan. He had a few songs that he put on that are kind of similar to the theme of the show of, you know, like late 2000s, like dance electronic music. And I think that, like, dare I say Space Cowboy and LCD Sound System are very similar in a way which I cannot articulate, but I believe. But anyway, without further ado, Sullivan, would you like to introduce your songs?
Hello. Like Andrew said, I have two songs coming up that are Tribulations by LCD Sound System and Close to You by The Avalanches. These are both similarly like EDM dance music from that time and take a listen.
Thank you. that's gotta be right. That's gotta be right. Fly to the midnight sky. Fly to the disco, disco, disco. Fly to the midnight sky. Fly to the midnight sky. Fly to the midnight sky. Fly to the midnight sky.
Thank you, Sullivan. That was a really wonderful interlude. I sound sarcastic saying that. Like, I mean, like, that was very nice. I want to get into one of my other, like, personal connections with Space Cowboy that, like, I realized, like, after the fact. So, during the late 2000s, at the peak of his popularity, right around the time he released his album Digital Rockstar, he was actually touring with Lady Gaga when she was first starting out her career. He was just, like, the pre-show DJ. I believe he opened for her on her first few tours, if I'm not mistaken. And they had one song together on her debut album called Starstruck. And I always thought that song was okay. It wasn't my favorite. It also has Flo Rida on it, and I always just think it's very random every time a song has him on it. However, after they collaborated on The Fame, they decided to work together a bit more on her next album / the reissue, The Fame Monster. And one of the tracks with which they worked together on was Monster. When I was, like, whatever, in middle school and, like, starting to, like, seriously, like, listen to music, I was, like, always, like, yeah, like, I like a few of Lady Gaga's songs, nothing crazy. Then, somehow, my autoplay, Monster, came on, and that song just blew my mind. I think it is, still to this day, like, one of, if not, it is her best song. I think it's absolutely crazy. I think it's maximalist, like the other stuff on his album is, and I am absolutely in love with it, and I still love this song every day, every time I hear it by her. And it really, like, converted me to being a much bigger fan of her. But I didn't really see who actually produced it until I was researching this episode. And I just find it crazy how, like, I don't know, he was key to, like, my appreciation for her. So next up, I wanted to play Starstruck by Lady Gaga, as well as Monster by Lady Gaga.
Groove, slam, work it back. Filter that, baby, bump that track. Groove, slam, work it back. Space Cowboy, just play that track. Gaga in the room, so starstruck, cherry, 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 boom, boom.
Rolling out to the club on the weekend, styling out to the beat that you're freaking, fantasize on the track that you're tweaking, blow my heart up. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader, run it back with original flavor. Cue me up, I'm the 12 on your table, I'm so starstruck. I'm so starstruck, stuck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck.
So I'm so starstruck, baby,
run it back with original flavor. Get the breakdown first, up into the chorus of the birth. Reverse. I'm so starstruck, baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck, baby, could you blow my heart up? She got all them big rims into that cash flow. I'm a fan and you don't trip. She try to say hand over your signature right here, like I just a dotted line and I'm supposed to sign. How she added a phonetic and I think it's going down. She's so starstruck, the gal all stuck. I should have had an overdose, too many Starbucks. Ain't never seen a baller, paper that's that taller. Stunners who let the top back on that Chevy Impala. Hummers and all that, fully loaded with two ballers. What did you call that when you're shown it with two daughters? But that's another chapter, soul of a bachelor. All on me done spotted a baby actor. Complete swagger, there go the dagger. Got what she wants, shawty happily ever after.
I'm so starstruck, baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up? I'm so
bump that track. Baby, now that we're alone, got a request. Would you make me number one on your playlist? Could get Dre headphones with the left side. I don't wanna scratch me back and forth, uh-huh. Put your hands on my waist, pull the fader. Run it back with the original flavor. Get the breakdown first, up into the chorus of the verse.
I'm so
starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
I'm so starstruck. Baby, could you blow my heart up?
Stop staring in those evil eyes. that girl. Wanna talk to her, she's hot as hell.
That boy is a monster.
I wanted to play one more song off of Digital Rockstar by Space Cowboy. The song Party Like Animal. I think I have time to play it actually, but it introduced me to another smaller band. I don't know when else I'd get the chance to play them, so I just wanted to like do it now while I can. But the band is called Vistoso Bosses. They're two girls. They had one song that came out in 2009 called Delirious, which was remixed by Soulja Boy. But I like the original so much more, and I think it's a very, like, nostalgic, also similarly, like, uniquely dated song. But Space Cowboy put me onto them, and I'd love to play them right now. But first, I'm going to play the song which they feature on called Party Like Animal by Space Cowboy.
Track. Roll up to the club, it's a jungle, yeah. They know just who I am. Now I'm feeling light and I'm gonna spin, yeah. I'm the DJ here tonight, yeah. The girl at the bar, she giving me raw, and I am the light.
Speaker like
I wanted to end with some artists that are in, well, no, actually, the next artist I wanted to play, her name is Nadia Oh, and she is the artist that I was listening to that I realized all of her stuff was credited to Space Cowboy. I first found out about her back when I was like 15, around the same time I discovered Space Cowboy, but a little before him, because I saw a lot of memes on Instagram talking about how like she was like the original like PC music, or so much like electronic music is just ripping off her. And I like try her out and I just fell in love. I think her sound, it's very like, it's almost uncanny. But similarly to Space Cowboy or Vistoso Bosses, it's also very dated. But I think that her music, there's just something I just absolutely love about it. It's unabashedly like bratty. It has a really unique sound to it that I haven't heard anything else imitate. Not even like her other work. She just has this one album called Hot Lake Wild that is so fascinating to me. It's almost like she's not even real, like she's just a character. And then after that, I'm only gonna play about half of it, but I wanted to play Eliam by Baby Morocco featuring Frosh Children. I got to see Frosh Children on Sunday and they were so freaking good. I love seeing them live. It was my fourth time. And they're still young and spry, so I hope I get to see them like 100 more times. But during one of their DJ sets, which they played this summer, I was listening to it, and they played the song that was the introductory, the first song off of Digital Rockstar. It's just an intro. It's just like some very specific like horn noises, but I instantly recognized it. And a lot of Frosh Children's newer output is inspired by early 2010s like EDM. And I think that there's a very like kind of clear connection between them being inspired by Space Cowboy and the general like themes and sound of his music into their work now. So up next is Hot Lake Wild by Nadia Oh and Eliam by Baby Morocco featuring Frosh Children. And I probably won't see you again, so have a wonderful day, College Park. We'll be right back.
like wow.
Je suis un vilain garçon. Un, deux, trois, un de métronome. J'ai got that je ne sais quoi appeler. I like a trombone. Cinq, six, sept, I speak French Morocco. J'ai got that je...